The following presentation is a Barrett Sports Media production. In the sports media business, change is inevitable.
Tony Romo could become the first $10 million a year TV analyst.
Disney has named James Pitaro as the president of the worldwide leader.
Fox has signed a deal with the NFL to broadcast Thursday Night Football.
But not every move makes national headlines.
This news came out of left field, I think, for everybody.
I was shocked.
Keeping you updated on the news you might have missed. Here's Brandon Contis with the Under the Radar podcast.
All righty, welcome to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast with Brandon Contis, where we'll catch you up on the recent industry news that may have been missed, but certainly deserves some attention. And we do it each week in 10 minutes or less. This is season 1, episode 14 of the Under the Radar podcast, the final episode of the podcast, first season. I'm your host, Brandon Contis, Barrett Sports Media's lead reporter for sports, radio, and television news, writing daily news articles for the platform with some feature stories mixed in. And while we do a great job at BSM of cranking out daily content to keep everybody up to date on changes and news within the industry, there's still plenty that gets missed, and we have a lot of great info in here this week. That includes plenty of radio info, a lot of writing news, TV news, some cool audio, and of course, plenty more. But as always, we keep it less than 10 minutes, so let's go. And if we're going to mention Curtis Granderson in this podcast, then it only makes sense that we do so in the leadoff spot. The former All-Star leadoff hitter and center fielder is reportedly sought after by ESPN, according to the New York Post's Andrew Marchand. And if you're a baseball fan, if you ever watched Granderson play or hear him during an interview, you know that he definitely has the personality and the charisma to make a potentially really great broadcaster. And Granderson, though, he still has interest in playing in 2020 when he'll be 39 years old, so we'll see what happens with that. The Pro Football Network announced a new partnership with Benjamin Albright, the Colorado native NFL reporter, analyst, and iHeart Sports radio host, now going to be an NFL insider for the Pro Football Network, so congratulations to them on that. And I never like seeing a lot of action on Twitter when I do a last day keyword search, but unfortunately last week Yahoo Sports made a lot of cuts, and many Yahoo Sports Canada editors, writers, and videographers were laid off. Also in the U.S., longtime sports columnist and lead editor for Yahoo Sports, Kevin Kaduk, announced he was let go. Kaduk was with Yahoo for more than 12 years. Yahoo Sports also parted ways with Matt Ehold, who spent the last baseball season on the Mets beat for Yahoo. The former longtime ESPN writer also previously covered the Mets for 5 years with the Record. And then Wally Matthews, who's written for every major newspaper in New York, he was also part of Yahoo's cuts after less than a year there. Matthews has previously been a columnist for the New York Daily News, the Times, the Post, Newsday, ESPN New York, and served as an ESPN radio host for a few years. Ehalt and Matthews were hired alongside baseball writers Mike Mazzio and Gerard Gilberto, who also lost their roles with the platform, as the foursome was originally brought to Yahoo last February to be part of a team-specific site for the New York Mets, but it never actually launched. And Yahoo kept them on board throughout the baseball season, but unfortunately underwent some significant layoffs last week. I'm sure all these great writers will have opportunities come their way soon, and we'll certainly be on the lookout for what's next. Some more positive news now as we say congratulations to Noah Levick. After more than 2 years at NBC Sports Philadelphia as a writer and web producer, Levick announced he's now covering the 76ers full-time for the network. Also from Philly, I'm not sure how I missed adding this note to the pod in recent weeks, but Vince Quinn from Philadelphia's 94WIP hosted a late Friday night, early Saturday morning show on CBS Sports Radio back in October, and then last month that became an official weekly show, so congratulations to him on that, and tune in to CBS Sports Radio to hear the Vince Quinn show every Saturday morning from 2 to 6 a.m. Also with CBS Sports Radio, and in our Hidden Talent section of the Under the Radar podcast, how about Brandon Tierney of the afternoon show Tiki and Tierney beatboxing for Fat Joe last week?
Y'all, it's your boy Fat Joe. Y'all already know this boy got a flow. My boy DRE and Tiki's on the fly.
Not bad, not bad. Last Friday, John Feinstein announced he did his last CBS Sports Minute for the National Radio Network. Feinstein, the longtime author, sports writer, and commentator, joined CBS Sports Radio for their launch nearly 8 years ago. Feinstein's three-hour weekday show came to an end in 2014, but he stayed on with the network and continued to offer daily opinions with the CBS Sports Minutes, but now it appears those have ended for Feinstein in a company-made decision. For those of you that have listened to this podcast somewhat regularly, you know that I might dabble in mediocre impressions from time to time. One voice that I've always thought I could do with some practice is Ron Wolfley, co-host of Doug and Wolf on Bonneville's Arizona Sports, also a former Cardinals fullback and their current radio analyst, who sounds like a combination of Hulk Hogan, Bill Walton, and Harry Carey.
Kyler Murray puts him in a much more manageable third and manageable situation.
I'm a fan of the Caliendo cast, where Frank Caliendo, John Holmberg, and Scott Long talk some sports, and they play around with impressions during it. It's fantastic, and they crushed a Wolfley impression last week.
This microphone is covered in slime.
I would leave my warrior princess wife for Kyler Murray. And David, if he came to my house right now, I tell you, I would absolutely love him like he was my own David.
Fantastic. And while we're talking about Arizona sports, just in case you missed it on BSN last week, it was announced Rod Lakin was promoted to program director. So congratulations to Lakin, who's been with the station for 15 years as a board op, producer, APD, and now PD. Union Broadcasting announced a new partnership with the University of Missouri Kansas City Athletics. As part of the agreement, Union Broadcasting's ESPN Kansas City and Sports Radio 810 WHB is going to air select Kansas City Roos men's basketball games. So congratulations to both sides on the deal. Congratulations to Kristen Smith on the West Coast, who recently announced the next stop of her sports media career. Smith officially joined CBS Los Angeles as their newest sports anchor and reporter earlier this month, so best of luck to her on the new opportunity. After 2 years with CBS Sacramento, sports anchor Joe Musso recently headed east to join CBS Sports HQ. As he stays in the CBS family with their nearly two-year-old 24-hour sports news streaming network. Congratulations to him on the gig as he joins the platform as an anchor. Christina Buswell announced she's joining ESPN as a podcast producer starting in 2020. She's heading to Bristol from Nashville, where she most recently worked as a producer for 102.5 The Game. She also previously worked behind the scenes with The Bobby Bones Show, Podcast One, and NFL Media, so good luck to her on the new gig. Congratulations to Nick Montes, who recently left KTXS 6 in Texas for a new gig in Lansing, Michigan, where he is now a sports anchor and reporter for WLNS-TV. Jamal Corlier announced he's no longer with MLB.com, where he worked for 5 years and spent the last four seasons on the Washington Nationals beat. Corlier has not announced what's next, but he does have something on tap, and he's going to be able to share that soon. Also in D.C., Sherry Burris announced she's leaving NBC Washington after 3 years there as a sports anchor and reporter. Her last assignment for the network was covering the Redskins this past Sunday, December 15th, and she's leaving for a new opportunity that, as of Sunday, had not been officially announced. And our closer, as we get set to break for the holidays, it's fitting that we finish up by congratulating a sports radio listener, writer, and comedian, Preston Lee Parker, for winning the annual holiday parody song contest on ESPN Chicago's Waddle and Sylvie. The event took place earlier this month as Parker's 12 Plays of Nagy was dubbed the winner.
It's the 12 Plays of Nagy. My head coach called for me. 12 pre-snap motions. Hand off to Cordarrell Cohen, running backwards, overthrown, deep ball, different. Hand off to Cordarrell.
Hey, at least Nagy has 12 plays to run. Feel free to at me for an Adam Gase Jets version. All right, that'll do it for this week. That'll do it for this season. How about that? Thanks for listening to episode 14 of Arid Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast, and thanks for listening to season one. The pod's going to go on about a month break now. We're back in January, but obviously still have plenty of updated news and content at the BSM website. On brand and contest, comments and feedback are always welcome at brandon.contest@gmail.com. As always, keep up to date with industry news at barrettsportsmedia.com. We'll have some great feature stories drop in this week, and we'll chat after the new year. Happy holidays, and as always, be good.
Thank you for listening to the Under the Radar podcast. To pass along news, tips, and inside information, follow Brandon on Twitter at Brandon Contests. And for the latest sports media news, visit our website, barrettsportsmedia.com.